Alright, good morning world. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk coming at you live from, well, my home office where I'm rocking the same comfy sweatpants I wore yesterday. No judgment here, right? We've all been there. But speaking of judgment, ever notice how much we, as humans, tend to judge ourselves more harshly than anyone else? And it's not just about the slip-ups, those moments where you accidentally send that embarrassing email or trip over air. It's about the constant inner critic, that voice whispering doubts and regrets in your ear. Now, I'm not saying we need to become pushovers, but there's a sweet spot between holding ourselves accountable and beating ourselves up. That sweet spot is called self-compassion, folks. And it's a game-changer. Because when you learn to forgive yourself, both for past mistakes and present imperfections, you open the door to a whole new level of peace and growth. So today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness not just towards others, but most importantly, towards ourselves. Why? Because holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. And it keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. Here's the deal. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to release the grip that anger and hurt have on you, freeing yourself from their weight. Think about it like this. Imagine carrying around a heavy backpack filled with all your regrets and resentments. That backpack weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and steals your energy. Forgiveness is like taking off that backpack and feeling the lightness of freedom. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion and forgiveness. First, recognize your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. When you slip up, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Don't let one misstep define your entire worth. Second, practice kindness towards yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Third, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts and regrets, don't just accept them as truth. Challenge them. Ask yourself if they are really accurate or helpful. Often, those negative voices are based on fear or insecurity, not facts. Fourth, take responsibility without dwelling on it. Own your mistakes, apologize when necessary, and make amends where possible. But don't keep replaying the past in your mind over and over. Learning from our mistakes is important, but dwelling on them keeps us stuck. And finally, focus on gratitude. Shift your attention to the good things in your life, the people you love, the experiences that bring you joy, the simple moments of beauty that surround you. When you cultivate gratitude, it helps to shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. Remember that story about the grumpy old man who lived next door? He was always complaining, always finding fault with everything and everyone. One day, a neighbor tried to cheer him up by giving him a beautiful potted plant. The old man grumbled, "What good is this? It'll just die anyway." Then, he turned away from the plant, back to his grumpy mood. Now, imagine if that grumpy old man had looked at the plant with curiosity and appreciation. Imagine if he'd taken time to notice its vibrant colors, the delicate leaves, the promise of new growth. He might have even felt a spark of joy, a tiny flicker of hope amidst all the negativity. The point is, forgiveness and self-compassion are choices we make every day. They're not always easy, but they're worth it. When you learn to forgive yourself and others, you free yourself from the burden of anger and resentment, opening the door to a more joyful, fulfilling life. So today, take a deep breath and release some of that negativity. Practice kindness towards yourself, acknowledge your humanity, and focus on gratitude. You deserve it. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Use it wisely, spread the love, and keep rocking those sweatpants I'm cheering for you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion today. And until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.